All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We know you're here for Degeneracy. There's no need for me to ask the question. It's Starless. And we are back with, what is this, part 25? No, we're not at part 25. But we are, if I recall correctly, we're on, what, part 20, I think. Yeah, so we're getting close. But, part 20, and, yeah, I don't know how many parts it'll be completely. 40? I don't know if we do everything. But let's go ahead and get started. You guys don't want to hear me, you want to see the crazy shit, so let's start. Come on, wake up! You leave me no choice. I feel cold water hit my face and my eyes fly open. Whoa! I wake up and notice I'm in the bathing room. Finally! Sachi, the one who apparently doused me with water, is standing next to me in her underwear. I look down and notice I'm lying on the floor completely nude. What the? I hop up and cover myself. Hey, not going to do you too much good to hide yourself now. Your penis was hard the entire time you were carried here, you know. Sachi gives me a teasing grin. What am I doing here? You don't remember? You fainted after being suffocated by Midorai's poop. Good thing we didn't see that, right? Her explanation jogs my memory. I wasn't there when it happened, but I was the one they ordered to clean you off. There I was, having a nice smoke, when I got a call. Next thing I know, I'm elbow deep in a pile of crap. I hope you're grateful. That was a real shitty job. So that's why I'm naked in the bathroom. Thanks, I appreciate it. If you're really thankful, try expressing your gratitude with more than words, like, say, money. Preferably enough to buy one carton of cigarettes. Yeah, I'll pay you later. Money must be the only thing she cares about. Seriously. I have no idea what led to that mess, but I have a good idea who's responsible for it. Must suck to have Lady Marisa take such a liking to you. I sympathize. Liking? I'm not sure that's the right word. Well, my work here is done, so I'm gonna relax and have a smoke. You're on your own now. Okay. Oh, right. The mistress said not to worry about today's milking, but you'll have to clean up the dining room instead. Again? That's the second day in a row I get stuck doing that. All that work I put into making it sparkly clean yesterday, now it's all for nothing. I was able to avoid the milking today, but not without a price. So yeah, I passed the message. See you! Sachi leaves me alone in the bathroom. Something tells me today's gonna be another awful day. I sigh. I get dressed and brush my teeth thoroughly before leaving the bathing room. Honestly, I don't feel too bad considering what I just went through. Probably because my memory is a bit hazy from passing out. I don't even remember what it tasted like. Not that I'd want to remember. When I come to the entrance hall, Midorai is waiting for me there. Sawatari. She hesitates for a few seconds before coming over.
Sawatari-kun,
I'm really, really sorry. I can't believe I did that to you. She bows profusely and apologizes. I know I couldn't hold it, but that's no excuse for what I did. I'm embarrassed to death just thinking about it. Her face is red and she has tears in her eyes. I was under so much stress that I wasn't thinking straight. I'm really sorry. That's okay, don't worry about it. We were both forced into it. I pat her on the shoulder. It's what the family wanted. We didn't have a choice. I can't really find it in myself to blame her for it. But it's not just today. Yesterday I did all those terrible things too. Just forget it ever happened, really. I'll do the same. I try to smile as gently as I can to put her at ease. Sawatari. Thank you. A huge load is taken off her shoulders and she softens up a little. Now let's get out of here and get to work. Don't want them to see us slacking off here. Good idea. She's about to walk away, but then stops to turn around. Really? I'm sorry. I'll see you later. I answer with a smile, and she smiles back before heading back down the hall. I'm really glad I'm paired with her. If I was paired with someone like Sachi instead, I don't think I'd last the entire way. Time to take care of my own business. I take some cleaning supplies out of the closet and go off to clean the dining room. Phew, glad that's over with. I look over at the sparkling clean dining room floor and nod in satisfaction. I ended up spending just as much time and effort on it today as I did yesterday. I waxed it and everything. That should be enough to satisfy pretty much anyone, even Mr. Clean. After priding myself on my work, I go back to the hall to return the cleaning supplies. I put the supplies away and finally get to take a breather. According to the clock, it's almost time for today's lesson. I plan to spend the morning tending to Marika's garage, but thanks to Marisa, I passed out and ended up losing too much time. I'll just have to give up on that and relax until the lesson. I sit down on the stairs to rest when Mitarai comes in from the hallway. Oh, Sawatari, finished with work? Yeah, just now, actually. Mitarai is back to her old self. Looks like she managed to move on. In her hand, she's carrying a bucket and a washcloth. I assume she just finished up with her own tasks. You too? Yeah. They asked me to clean the rooms they're not using. There's so many of them, it took forever. Guess we both have our own problems. We smile at each other when suddenly our pleasant time is interrupted by the ringing of our bracelets. We should probably get going. It's that time already? I look at the clock. Time really sneaked up on me. I wait for Mitarai to put away her supplies and we head to the lesson room together. The mistress and Marisa are already waiting inside. Welcome. We've been waiting for you. Sawatari, you better finish cleaning the dining room before coming here. She looks me in the eyes and jumps down my throat as soon as I walk in. Yes, I cleaned and even waxed it. She says, You better have. It wouldn't have gotten so dirty if you caught it in your mouth like you were supposed to. Ugh. My brow twitches as I hold my anger in check. Nice work, Sawatari. You put on quite an amusing show. It turned out to be some timely practice for Mitarai, too. Today's lesson involves using the anus. Oh, God. What? This new revelation makes Mitarai uneasy. Look forward to it. Heh, I'm sure today will give us another wonderful show. Don't you just stand there, you two. Get ready. We move to the corner of the room and start removing our clothes at Marisa's bidding. After we're stripped down to our underwear, the other residents start filling in. Everyone takes their clothes off, and soon everyone present is in their underwear. You're all ready, I see. All right, let us begin. She claps her hands and comes forward to explain today's lesson. I think Mitarai has learned enough about regular sex by now. It's time we move on to the next step. Like I said earlier, we would be focusing on the rectum for our fourth lesson. The rectum? Thanks to what happened this morning, Mitarai is a little sensitive when it comes to matters of the ass. I know you've never actually had it, but I'm sure you've at least seen or heard of anal sex before, haven't you? Mitarai nods. Sawatari had his first time on his first day. It's about time you get your chance as well. He even lost his virginity with anal sex. It was pretty funny. That's impossible! She looks my way with a vulgar smirk. Now, I'm saying you literally can't necessarily lose. I mean, I thought... Well, I mean, because they said a woman's not a virgin. A woman's only not a virgin if she has sex in the vagina, but a lot of, like, Christian girls, whatever, religious girls, apparently would use anal sex as a way to get around that. So, if that's the case, then he couldn't actually be a virgin if he had sex with a girl in the ass, because that's not necessarily the vagina, and that doesn't really count, but I don't know. It's a weird situation there. She looks my way with a vulgar smirk. Being the taker is actually a lot trickier than being the giver. The pleasure you feel can change completely depending on how adjusted to the experience you are and who you're doing it with. That's why your first time is important. Since you have no experience, we're going to ease you into it first. Once we get you ready and develop your anus enough, your asshole will be just as functional for sex as a pussy. Mitarai listens to her explanation with skepticism. In the first place, she doesn't seem too on board with the idea of anal sex. Aren't you interested in having anal sex, says the crazy lady? Mitarai shakes her head vehemently. Well, that's a shame. You have a hole you can fit a penis in. Would be a waste to use it only to poop. Well, that's kind of what it's for. This logic isn't exactly foolproof, but considering how good anal sex felt, I can't bring myself to argue. Plus, considering how thick your poop was, you probably won't have much trouble accepting a penis. That is really weird. For a counterexample, Marisa tends to take very thin poops. Since her anus doesn't get stretched very much, anal sex would be very difficult for her. Don't bring me into this. Marisa flushes with embarrassment. She probably takes small poops or thin poops because her asshole is as clenched as she is. I'm sure you'll understand it better once you actually experience it yourself. Let's get right down to it. Oh, sure, why not? The mistress brings the lesson to a start as Mitarai and I watch on in apprehension. Bring the tools that we'll be needing today, Marisa. Yes, mother. Marisa walks over to the usual cabinet and opens one of the drawers. She takes a box out of it and comes back with it. This one? Yes, that's the one. Marika, you grab the other thing. Alright. Marika leaves the room and comes back in carrying a plastic container. Well, that's everything. Let's have Mikiko show us an example of how it's done. Mikiko steps forward. Me? Yes, you. Who else would we use for this lesson? Mikiko shows some hesitation and looks down to the floor. But very well. Look at the mistress. She looks like she's just about ready to kill somebody. After a moment of silence, she looks back up and answers. We prepared a special liquid just for you. Show them a good example. Now begin. Makoto watches with concern from the corner of the room as his mother walks towards the table. Good for you, Makoto. You get to watch your mom be humiliated again. I bet your cock is rock solid in anticipation. Good lord, what am I reading? Mom. Again, he does really good CGs with her. Even though she may not look that great in her standing CG, her regular CGs are actually very well done. And as you can see, his art progressed exponentially from what we were looking at in Bible Black. Like, the Bible Black CGs look okay, but the level of detail in Starless, it's just by and large different. Mikiko sits on the floor. Pardon me, another yawn. Body's trying to tell me to go to sleep, but I'm not going yet. Mikiko sits on the floor and raises her legs up in the air, sticking her fleshy hips and ass in our direction. The thick smell of pheromones coming from her puffy vulva makes my head spin. You are your sexy ass. Okay. The mistress looks at her bottom with dirty eyes. Okay, Marisa, bring Mikiko her favorite little toy. Yes, mother. Marisa heads over to the cabinet. Marika, you get her panties down. Marika nods and approaches Mikiko's meaty ass. Time to show everyone your asshole. She puts her hands around her panties and she pulls them down. Marika stops as soon as Mikiko's asshole is visible. Yep, that looks like an asshole. Having a peek out like that with her underwear still half on is more erotic than just being nude. Mikiko reddens from the shame of having her most embarrassing part on display in front of everyone. That's nothing compared to what's about to happen. This is only the beginning. Look at your dirty little asshole, all swollen and throbbing. Maybe it's puckering in excitement for what's about to happen. It's okay, you don't have to hide it. We'll fill it with your favorite little toy real soon, just wait. Arena switches even harder at the mistress's words. With perfect timing, Marisa comes over with a huge vibrator and lotion. I got it. Got it, mother. Alright, Marika, let her have her present. Marika takes the items from Marisa and lettuce the vibrator with lotion. Okay, Mikiko, here it comes. Okay. Marika grins and brings the vibrator up to Mikiko's anus. To my eyes, the vibe itself looks way too big to fit inside an ass, and almost as thick as an arm. While I'm worried her ass might tear from it, Mikiko seems relatively unfazed as she waits for it to penetrate her asshole. Ow! What the fuck is that? Marika gets the tip in first and then pushes the rest inside. Megiko's tiny anus stretches apart to accept the object. Try to relax. Okay. Mako takes a deep breath, allowing Marika to shove the vibrator deeper into her rectum. The huge vibrator works its way all the way inside her hole. Marika releases her grip from the vibe. It's in. Good job. Megiko sitting there with a huge vibrator sticking out of her ass makes for a bizarre sight. Her son squirms with flushed cheeks as he watches from the sidelines. So how do you like the feel of your vibrator, Megiko? The mistress watched her with a smirk. It's a little tight, but it's okay. Megiko answers with labored breathing as sweat trickles down her skin. I'm not sure it's from pleasure or from pain. Rather, I'm not sure if it's for pleasure, from pleasure, or from pain. There we go. I'm glad you like it. The mistress shifts her gaze from Megiko to Mitarai. All right, Mitarai, your turn. Huh? She looks like a deer, not that kind of deer, caught in headlights. If we do the same thing with your ass that we did with Mikiko's, we can loosen it up enough to accept a penis. She looks over at Mikiko, and the look of terror on her face gets even worse. Have a seat on this chair and point your butt over this way. Relax, we're not gonna immediately start off doing the same thing we did to Mikiko. She presents her with a chair. Don't just stand there, get moving. Yes, ma'am. Mitarai goes over to the chair at Marisa's urging. Like this? Oh, that is a great CG. Look at that, guys. That is art. I don't care who you are. That is just a very good CG. The hands are a little funny. You see that right hand looks a little funny? He's never been really good with his hands. His hands have always... They looked weird in the early games, and they're just a little better, but he's always had problems with the fingers. Legs look really good. You see the musculature on the thigh there. A nice puffy butt. Breasts hang down. Naturally, I like that. You notice there's a little bit of heave. You notice a little bit of strain on the back from the size of her breasts. The kind of, the muscles. Like, it's very natural. It doesn't have that, anime, unrealistic kind of thing. It actually feels like real women kind of model this. And that's why I like this so much. Because that's kind of what you would... That's what you get with, like, a real woman. Maybe not so much of the airbrush. You see a lot of the perfect airbrush skin. You know, there's no real moles or dimples or anything like that. Like, real women actually have. But, yeah, it's a little bit more to life. I mean, true to form. I mean, you see your little the ankle bone right there. Just, very good. She sits on the chair and points her ass towards us. Even with her underwear on, you can tell how soft and plump it is. Makoto and I seem to have to conceal our erections. Even Marika, and Kyochi seem to be in the same situation. Yes, that's good. The mistress studies her ass like it's a piece of art. I mean, this whole scene is a piece of art as far as I'm concerned. I guess if we lived in different times or something like that, I'd have a poster of that, a picture of that framed. Like I said, I really like that art. I wouldn't mind, I mean, I'm not gonna put it in the living room, but yeah, I'd definitely have a piece like that. And it's lewd, it's not nude, you know? Kind of like those old Playboy magazines where they would do the poses and things like that. They really get to show off the sexuality of women. You know, they always say, oh, women aren't sex objects, but they're so damn good at it. Like, they're very good. Like, you can't put me in that outfit and it come out that good. But you can take a gorgeous woman, a beautiful woman, and you can put her in something like that and give her the right pose, and she's gonna be a pinup. Like, that's what that is, a fucking pinup. And this even goes back to war times with, soldiers that would have pinups on their everything from their planes to the lockers they had, you know, when they had the little rooms in the barracks. Yeah, they love these pinup girls. So I got no issue with this. I think it's gorgeous. I think it's really beautiful art. And there's nothing wrong with, like, the sexuality of a woman. I don't understand why this feminism stuff was so against. Now is so against the women aren't objects. Yeah, but even, like, early feminism, I remember, they're saying, well, we have sex appeal. Now they're like, oh, no, don't look at us like sex objects. Well, what the hell do you want? I mean, you're really good at it. It's like trying to say to the man with the muscles, hey, don't look at me because I can lift this. You know, it's like, don't look at me because I work real hard. It's like, I'm not a work object. I'm not a muscle object. I'm more than muscles, you know. Then you say that to the bodybuilder. Well, you're just looking at me because I got muscles. That's all it is. And that would, everybody would look at him like he was crazy, right? So the woman's like, well, you're just looking at me because I got large breasts and nice hips. And well, I mean, but those are your accentuating parts. I mean, my God, if you were about built like Shamu, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have as many men interested. And ladies, because some ladies are like that now, too. But my God, I mean, this is, I feel like biology is very simple. You know, what men are attracted to, what women are attracted to, is very simple. And all this stuff that we're doing now is complicating things. It's like we have a simple 1 to 10. And people are just going in there and throwing letters and symbols. And instead of having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you've got 1, gamma, A, 6, 3, 2, dash, 5. You know, and you're like, okay, what's all this extra shit? This was only supposed to be 1 to 10. It's pretty simple, it's pretty basic, it's logical. Now we're throwing all these extra variables in there that don't do a goddamn thing but make it more confusing. And that's in the name of progress? Did we really need all these extra letters and symbols and numbers? No! Letters and symbols and dashes and other kinds of crap. No, we don't need any of that. All we need is this. Women understanding that, yes, they can be put in something, and men will fall to their knees, as we've seen with the simpage. The simpage is real, folks. And yes, it's actually kind of a... I mean, there's men throughout the ages that have, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. I mean, that shit's been going on for years. But now we have it multiplied by millions. That might be a problem. And women know they get off. I mean, why do we have OnlyFans? Why do we have TikTok? Why do we have Instagram? Why are they so popular? Because women are all over them. They're all over them, folks. I know you didn't want to rant for me during Starless, but maybe you did. Maybe you did. Maybe because I saw something like this and it came to me like a bolt of lightning from God himself. It said, tell them of the great message, Grimm. And that's what I'm doing. I'm telling you the great message that God hit me with a bolt of lightning and said, they gotta understand logic and why this should not be a thing that we shy away from. Why we shouldn't think of women, you know, as the, you know, in that sexual form. That's why this medium exists. I mean, I don't know. That's why there's more women games than there are men games. I mean, yaoi exists, but Yuri and the other shit is way more popular because guys like girls. They like the way they look. They like the way they smell. They like the way, you know, a girl's perfume can drive a man fucking wild. I've seen it. I mean, I don't know why we choose to not accept these simple biological facts. I'm trying to bring, like, the most common knowledge that people should know, like we have known from birth, from puberty. And they're like, oh no, but it's this, and it's that, and it's this, and it's that. No, it's simple. You have hot water and you have cold water. You're trying to throw, like, all kinds of extra shit in there. Now we have hot water, cold water, Coca-Cola, tea, Diet Pepsi. No! I don't use Diet Pepsi to take a bath. I use hot water with a little bit of cold water. That's kind of how a lot of people take a bath. Some people take hot showers, I know. But you don't take a bath in Dr. Pepper. You don't take a bath in... You'd be sticky and it'd be awful, wouldn't it? Because you have hot water and you have cold water. It would also be extremely expensive to have the syrup poured on your body. God, I wouldn't recommend it. But you know why, right? Because people don't do that. We have hot water, we have cold water. We don't have Sprite water. We don't have... tea water. What if tea came down from the shower head? That wouldn't work too well, would it? Yet these people are trying to tell us that something we know as logical as hot water and cold water is actually Dr. Pepper and Sprite and it doesn't work. You don't imagine if you wash dishes in Sprite. You wouldn't get them clean. You're taking soda to wash dishes. It doesn't work. But you guys get the idea. You've got a nicely shaped ass. You shouldn't have any problem giving birth with hips like those. I'd say the same. Thank you. Perfect for anal sex too. I bet it would feel wonderful to stick it inside an ass like that. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it would. If I asked 9 out of 10 men, 9 out of 10 men might say yes. I can tell through her underwear that her asshole just clenched up. Bring me the usual, Marissa. Marissa fetches what the mistress asked for from the cabinet and sets it on the table next to Mirai. Ah! Well, those are small, but that... Good lord, look at that second... No, I've seen shit like that on Cam Soda. Y'all think, oh, look at that big... No. Y'all think this shit is like... No. I was on Twitter one time, and I saw some shit from... I've never heard of Cam Soda, guys. Remember, I'm a boomer. I looked at this shit. I'm like, what are these girls putting in their vaginas? You'd have to have, like, King Kong's cock to satisfy some of these women. I'm like, how? I understand babies come out, but are they really supposed to come? Like, are y'all preparing to put the baby back in? Like, how does that even work? I just couldn't believe it when I saw that thing that she had. It was amazing. And the girl was tiny. Like, how do you do this? A gasp echoes from her throat when she sees what's on the table. It's a bunch of vibrators, ranging from tiny to huge. Unless you're that Cam Soda girl, that ain't shit. That should be enough to loosen up your ass. Yeah? Like getting a fucking enema. I'm more worried that her ass will be left a gaping hole after all that. She won't have any problem shitting. Salutari, I want you to be the one to loosen her up. Me? Ah, you know, that's kind of sexy in a way, I guess. Why do I have to do the dirty work? I'm pretty sure they just want to bully me. Yes, you're a partner after all. Don't you think she'd be happier to have you do it rather than someone else? Not really, no. Though this is better than having Marissa handle it. God knows what she'd do. First things first, pull her panties down. Okay. I grab her underwear. Here goes. I give her fair warning before timidly pulling them down.
Yeah. And they've already done a lot to her vagina because it's a lot larger than it used to be. Mirai blushes as her asshole is exposed to everyone. You have a clean looking anus too. You can tell from the color and shape that it's never been used. Of course, that's all about to change. We're gonna make it a dirty sex hole, hee hee hee. Ah! The mistress leers at her clenched anus. Soon you'll be taking vibrators as big as Mikako's. No! My loins burn as I imagine Mirai with a vibrator that huge... Hold on, let's go back to that. My loins burn as I imagine Mirai with a vibrator that huge stuck in her anus. Oh! Oh, I see where you're headed at. You can start by loosening her up with your finger. Seriously? Are you even gonna put any, like, Vaseline on it first? I mean, you can really fuck that up. I don't know if you guys know much about the anus, but, any kind of, you know, like, if you're having... For a guy that deals with constipation, I had to deal with a lot of this. You do not want to ever put anything, like your finger, anything like that, without any kind of Vaseline, stuff like that. Anything. Why do you think doctors wear gloves like that? Because you don't want to damage the skin and it's very, very fragile. You can really mess it up. So you have to be very careful, and then you'll have real bad problems. Yes, we need to get her loosened up before we move on to the vibrators. Asking me to stick my finger up a girl's ass is quite an order, but one I can't refuse. You should hurry up and get started. Be deliberate and thorough. We want the vibrator to fit inside nice and smooth. Like I'm saying with preparation, which I don't even use that anymore, but I was. Like, yeah, you have to definitely have that lubricated. You do not want to put anything like that. Because you can damage that insides, and that will, again, that'll really fuck you up. There's a lot of conditions that you can look up, and that make it harder for you to move your bowels, which is not something you want, because, I mean, it's very uncomfortable and can cause a lot of problems over time. She hands me some lotion to use. I apply some lotion to my finger and take a deep breath before directing my attention to her anus. I apologize in advance. I stick my finger inside her asshole. Ooh, no lube or nothing. I'm clenching my teeth just looking at that. Thanks to all the lotion. Oh, okay, there is some lotion. Okay, good. I'm gonna assume it's gonna work like the lubricant, so maybe it won't hurt her too bad, but I'm sure it didn't feel great. It's probably cold. Thanks to all the lotion, it goes in a lot smoother than I was expecting. Ah! The hot temperature of her anus surrounds my fingers. It squeezes in and sucks against it. She doesn't seem to show any signs of pain. Are you okay? Yeah. She has a look on her face of a girl that has a finger up her ass, so that is accurate. Though showing a little discomfort, she nods. Alright, I'm gonna start moving it around. Okay. I get the go-ahead from her before starting. She doesn't show any pretense of rejecting my finger and starts breathing harder. Encouraged by her reaction, I relax a bit and move my finger around faster. I'm not sure exactly how to loosen up someone's anus. I decide to try massaging it to stretch it out a bit. Once I feel she's stretched out enough, I pull my finger out. Did you get her loosened up enough? Yes, I think. I can't say for sure. I have no idea what I'm doing. Now. Good. Now find the skinniest vibrator on the table there and stick it inside her ass. I already knew this was coming, so I'm not too surprised. I look on the table and find a vibrator that's even skinnier than my finger. She should be able to handle this one.
All right, here goes. I coat it with lotion. Again, this is proper. Anything inside the anus has to be lubricated. I don't care what you're doing. You should technically lubricate condoms, and you should actually lubricate your own dick before you put it in there. I'm just saying, that is very, very fucking sensitive. If you're going in a woman's ass, you definitely need to lubricate your shit. It's really not, I know there's guys that probably have gone in raw, but you don't realize how much that can damage that shit. Go look it up. Okay, there's a lot of guys, oh, I know all about that. Go look that up. You're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Yeah, you could. You could fuck that girl up to where she's going to have problems shitting for the rest of her life. That shit is so fragile. I had no idea myself. I was like, because if you strain too much, you can fuck it up like that, too. Be really careful. I coat it with lotion and push it inside her anus. And it gets worse as you get older. My assumptions were correct. Midori has little trouble accepting the small vibrator. Marissa, however, appears to be dissatisfied. Why do we have to waste our time with these small ones? Let's just stick a big one in there. Are you nuts? Now, there's a proper order to these things. Be patient. The mistress might be crazy, but she does know her protocol. Flip the switch, Sawatari. I follow instructions and turn on the vibrator. It rumbles with a buzzing sound. What the? This feels weird. She squirms and fidgets as the vibrator runs amok in her anus. Judging from her reaction, she's already starting to feel pleasure from her ass. Hee hee hee. So far, so good. Alright, that's enough with that vibrator. Alright, I grabbed the vibrator and ease it out. That was just to get her started. Try that one next. I don't even know about a vibrator. I mean, nothing. I don't put anything in my ass. I mean, except, like I said, for the preparation H. No, it's not. Mm-mm. No. I don't know about women. I don't know how that feels and then all that other stuff. It's not a place I go. Try that one next. She points to one that's fairly thick. It's a pretty big step up from the previous one and gets thicker at the top. This is going to be a lot more difficult. I make sure to coat it in plenty of lotion before bringing it up to her anus. Yes! Again, I love the way this game is actually, like, teaching people the proper method for this. Because, again, there's probably a lot of people that, oh, I'm just going to ram it in. Don't even realize you're tearing that fucking tissue up in there. Like, that shit, again, it's fragile. I said it a million times, but I mean it. Ooh! I know she felt that. Yeah, she felt that. She trembles as her body tries to accept a much thicker object. Still, her anus is loosened up enough for the vibrator to slide in. She looks a little uncomfortable at first, but after a second or two, she gets used to it enough for the vibrator to go all the way in. Now that it's all the way inside, I flip the switch. Minerai jumps in surprise as the vibrator comes alive. This is crazy. The motor of the vibrator hums as it vibrates against the walls of her anus, making her moan and tremble. I notice her pussy getting wet. It's like I really am developing her asshole into a sex organ. It's a weird feeling. Wow, look at how wet she is. She's already completely into taking it in the ass. What a perv. Yes, her ass is starving for sex. I can't wait to see the final results at this rate. Okay, Sawatari, move on to the last one. I switch the vibe off and pull it out. Once the vibrator plops out, I set it down and exchange it for the biggest one of the group. This one is about the same thickness as a penis. If she can handle this, she should be able to handle the real thing. Mirai starts to look worried when she sees it. You're gonna put that in me? It's okay, I'll go slow. After being extra deliberate in coating it with lotion, again, very important, I try sticking it into her hole. Oh! Oh, God, that's much thicker than a penis. Yeah. It's a tight fit, but the lubricant helps it go inside. Oh! Once I manage to get the vibrator all the way inside, it starts twitching. My butt is on fire. It's probably because of the aphrodisiacs and the lotion. Oh! I'm a little hesitant to go forward after seeing her like that, but I get up my nerves and turn the vibrator on. The muscles in her rectum twitch and her whole body shivers in response. Pull it out, Sawatari, please! She kicks her legs as she begs and pleads with me. I can't give her what she wants, I just watch in silence as she writhes and squirms. Wow, she's going berserk, I bet she could come from this. Marisa watches with twisted glee as Mirai squirms under the vibrator's attack. She does have a point though, Mirai doesn't seem to be reaching out of pain or reacting out of pain or discomfort. Her heavy breathing and moaning says it all. The mistress smiles and nods in approval, confirming my thoughts. Okay, Sawatari, I know you're having fun and all, but that's enough for now. Let's leave Mirai be and get back to Mikiko. Wait, what? Just stay as you are, Mirai. We'll get back to you later. No! We leave Mirai behind and head back over to Mikiko. Oh, okay. We come back to Mikiko, who's been sitting in the chair with the vibrator still in her ass the entire time. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mikiko. So how are you feeling? I'm sorry, I came a little. No, that's nothing to apologize for. You can come as much as you want. Could you get that vibe out of her now, Marisa? Oh, alright. Looking annoyed from having to bother herself with Mikiko, she yanks the vibrator out. With the vibrator gone, her anus shrinks back to its normal size. Oh lord. Enemas. That might mean there's some poop. Again! I kinda figured maybe anus stuff would have poop. If it does, we'll just go past it. Don't worry, folks. I won't show it to you. I don't wanna see it myself. For our next lesson, we're gonna learn about enemas. Enemas can play an important part in getting ready for anal sex. Mikiko will show an example of how it's done. Watch closely. How is Mirai supposed to watch when she's over there struggling with a vibrator in her ass? At any rate, I wasn't expecting an enema lesson. Hearing that word brings up nothing but bad memories of me and the mistress in the bathroom together. I trust that's okay with you, Mikiko? Yes, Mikiko is obedient to her orders. Marisa immediately bounces over with the proper tools, apparently excited to get another opportunity to humiliate someone. You better have some poop saved up in there. Ugh. Yes, I held it in all day for the lesson. Oh, Lord. I'll skip it, folks. Good. God. Oh, Lord. Time to get all that dirty shit out of you, then. She goes to insert some black object into her anus. But that's... Mikiko frowns when she sees what it is. That's right, it's an ass plug.
Oh no.
What, you thought I was gonna make this easy for you? Oh no, I'm going to make you hold it in for as long as you can take it. I would have slaughtered Marisa by now. She thrust the plug into her ass. After popping the plug in, she runs a tube attached to the pump through the hole in the plug. Oh no. I'm gonna fill the balloon attached to it with air to make sure the plug stays in place. Try to relax. She squeezes on the pump bulb, sending air to the plug. She moans with each squeeze of the pump. It's hard to tell what's going on from the outside, but I imagine her rectum is swelling up with all the air being pumped inside. Once the balloon is apparently filled with enough air, she stops. I guess that's enough. She removes the tube from the plug. Check to see if you can push the plug out. She grunts and tries to push the plug out of her ass to no avail. Hey, it looks like it's working. With the plug ready, she picks up the huge syringe from the enema and fills it with cloudy liquid from the plastic container that Marika bought in earlier. I'll give you a nice thick dose. She connects the syringe to the anus plug with a thick tube. Wahaha, here it comes. She pushes down on the plunger. The liquid from the syringe flows through the tube into her rectum. Still a lot more to go. She applies more pressure with no remorse. It's coming in. The more the liquid the syringe dwindles, the more Mikiko's abdomen grows. Marisa watches Mikiko squirm with delight. She's sick. She eventually gets all the liquid inside, leaving Mikiko's belly noticeably swollen. There, that's all of it. Almost immediately after she's finished, Mikiko's stomach starts rumbling. It hurts, I need to get it out. Yeah, I would have killed her by now. Come on, we just now got it in there. You have to wait until you can't take it anymore. But I can't take it anymore. Oh, please, you think that lie is gonna work on me? No, because you're a fucking sadistic bitch. Marisa's having none of it. Not like you can do anything about it, even if you wanted to. Not with that plug in you. She takes the tube connecting the syringe out of the plug. Plug, yeah. Hello there, Miss Frog Stomach. I can't take it. Please get it out of me. Marisa watches with pleasure as Mikiko kicks and squirms. Your son's watching, you know. Aren't you embarrassed to be acting like that? But no, you can't poop it out until I say you can, because you're Satan. But I really can't hold it in anymore. Anymore? What are you talking about? You were never holding it in the first place. You didn't even go 1 second without giving it up. Now what's interesting? Marisa has 6 letters in her name. Satan. S-A-T-A-N. Well, nope, that's 5. Okay, I thought. It's close, but you know. Anymore. What are you talking about? You were never holding it in the first place. You didn't even go 1 second without giving up. But hey, I won't stop you. Go ahead and let it out if you can, that is. Ha ha. She tries once again to squeeze the plug out, but it isn't gonna budge. I can't take it. I'm gonna die. The image of Mikiko's suffering has apparently tickled Marisa's funny bone. It's about time to get back to Four Eyes, don't you think, Mother? I suppose you're right. We don't want to keep her waiting too long. Okay, Mikiko, we'll be back after we're done with Midorai's enema. Stay there and brave it out until then. No, please, wait! The mistress leaves Mikiko behind and goes back over to Midorai. We come back over to Midorai. Hello, Midorai, we're back. Sawatari, help me! She starts begging as soon as she sees us come back. Looks like she was able to keep the vibrator in the entire time like they told her to, but she's covered in sweat. Pull it out, my ass feels weird. She's starting to lose sensation in her anus from the intense rumbling of the vibrator. You can go ahead and pull it out now. Now that I have permission, I waste no time in getting it out of her. She gasps for air. Her anus still twitches for a while, even after the vibrator was removed. Stick your finger in there again and check to see if she's loosened up. I think that's obvious just by looking, but an order's an order. Alright. I bring my finger up to her asshole. Sorry. I'm surprised to find that my finger slides right inside with no effort. I feel around and check how loose it is. It's a lot less tight than it was when I first checked. All that vibrating must have loosened up her muscles. So how is it? It's loose enough, I think. Okay, you can take your finger out then. Get her panties off too while you're at it. I extract my finger and pull her panties down the rest of the way off her legs. Okay, Midorai. Now it's your turn. She signals Morrison with her eyes, prompting her to fill up the enema syringe with more liquid. After she's done, she hands it over to me. Here you go! What do I do with this? I bewilderingly accept it. Midorai looks surprised when she sees it. Wait, what are you gonna do? Weren't you watching what we did to Mikiko? Sawatari's about to give you an enema. What? The color drains from her face. That's right, she must have been so preoccupied with the vibrator that she wasn't able to pay attention to Mikiko. Inject the fluid into her ass, Sawatari. Okay, I'll do it. I answer with hesitation in my voice. I don't want to do it, but I have no choice. Wait, Sawatari, are you serious? She looks at me like she can't believe what I'm saying. What's the big deal? It's not like this is your first time taking a shit in front of other people. You did it just this morning. That's not the point. After that disgraceful display, what is there that's left to be ashamed of? Midorai falls silent and her shoulders quiver as she recalls the nightmare from this morning. You too, stop dawdling and get to it. She pokes my leg with her toenails. Reluctantly, I took the syringe and stick it into her anus. Midorai jumps when the tip goes inside. Please, Sawatari, stop this. I'm really sorry. I grip my teeth and push down on the plunger. There's something going in me. What is it? She thrashes about as the liquid invades her anal passage. Still, I can't let that deter me. I keep pushing down on the plunger. The more I push down, the more liquid I shoot into her. The more liquid I shoot into her, the more painful her screams become. I push all the way to the bottom, emptying all the liquid into her rectum. With that syringe empty, I slowly pull it out of her. The effects of the enema start appearing almost immediately, and she moans in discomfort. It hurts! Don't worry, I used a weaker solution. Don't worry, I used a weaker solution than with Mikiko. Shouldn't be too hard on a beginner like you. But it is hard. I'll get the next batch ready. I look on aghast as she takes a syringe from me and fills it up with more liquid while humming. What? We're gonna do it again? Duh, we used a weaker batch, so we need to use two doses to make up for it. That completely defeats the purpose of using a weaker batch. In fact, it's even worse. Knowing Marissa, she probably just wants Meteorite to suffer even more. I should have seen that coming. There we go. Once she's finished refilling it, she hands it back to me. I can't fit anymore. How can you know that if you don't try? Marissa signals for me to hurry up and get started. I take the syringe and begrudgingly stick it inside her ass again. A look of terror crosses her face as the tip of the syringe penetrates her anus once more. I push down on the plunger to inject the liquid. No, stop, it won't fit. Meteorite squirms in pain as more enema fluid floods her anus. She's so full of fluid that I have to push down on the plunger as hard as I can to force it the rest of the way. After I manage to empty the syringe, I pull it back out. By the time I've done, her belly is blown up. It's so blown up, it looks like she's pregnant. Her face contorts with pain as her belly rumbles and aches with the desire to unleash its load. My stomach is gonna burst. Okay, folks. Warning. If this does go where I think it goes, then the next time you see me in doing Starless, it'll be directly after this. Because I don't know what's going to happen with Mikako on the other side either. And I don't want to see that. And you don't want to see that. So we'll skip that too. The rumbling gets louder and more constant. I can't hold it. She screams, unable to take it anymore. Planning on shitting yourself in front of me again? That's some loose anus on you. I think anyone would be in the same position after two doses of enema. We better plug it up. Savitari, plug up her hole for me. I wasn't expecting her to defer to me on that one. Huh? There's a nice plug over there, don't you see it? Use that to plug up her leaky hole. She points at the thickest vibrator on the table. I pick it up and pause for a moment before ramming it inside her anus. Her legs thrash about as the foreign object invades her asshole. After two enemas, she must be dying to defecate. I don't think the vibrator would make her feel any better. If anything, I think it would make her want to go even more. Hey, it hurts! My thoughts are interrupted by Mikako shouting, and so loud it drowns out Meteorite. Let me poop, I'll do anything, anything. Unable to take it anymore, she shouts loud enough for the mistress to hear. I think that granny over there is trying to say something. I suppose we should go take a look. Stay put, Meteorite, we'll be right back. It's coming out! Meteorite looks like she's gonna crap herself any second, but the mistress ignores her and leaves to attend to Mikako. By the time we get back to Mikako, she's absolutely soaked in sweat while desperately fighting against her desire to relieve herself. I can't take it anymore, let me poop, please! Her belly is gurgling up a storm, but she's screaming so much that you could barely hear it. God, what a noisy granny. We leave you alone for like a minute. You're already screaming like a banshee. Cut it out. Well, we don't want to keep Meteorite waiting. Let's just give her what she wants. Marissa nods. Okay, you can poop now. But you have to take the plug out first. No, that's a pain in the ass. You do it. What? Just when she thought she was going to get relief, her expectations are lifted up and dropped on their head. Come on! Realizing she has no other option, she strains her lower muscles to force the plug out. Ooh, that's a good way to ruin that shit. The plug is kept in place by an air-inflated lump inside her anus. It isn't going to come out that easily. Better hurry. If you can't get it out by yourself, I'll help you out by stomping on your stomach. Fucking bitch. That's enough motivation to get Mikako pushing with every drop of strength she has. Her asshole stretches out, allowing for room for the stopper to come out. It's coming, it's coming. I'm giving birth to poop. Oh, here we go. I'm probably gonna have to skip you guys right here. She gets one last thing, and the plug flies out of her ass. All right, guys. That's gonna be it for Grimm's Hentai Corner tonight. Yeah, we know what happens next. You know what happens next. Ain't nobody wanna see that. So we'll just go ahead and end it here. And I will see you guys next time with more Starless.